At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I am visiting with Weldon Wynn, who is one of the members of the Beef Board. In fact, Weldon, you're vice chairman. Tell us, for people who don't know you, just a little quick bit about where you're from and a little bit about your operation.
I'm from South Arkansas. We have a cow-calf operation there, and we also row crop some. But it's a good place to live. Good place to live.
Here at this conference, it's a real working meeting for a lot of the committees, joint committees of the Beef Board, and that is all in motion now. But we started out with some business that had to get taken care of. Of course, we'll have another business meeting. How do you, what's your perspective on the business that has been accomplished so far?
Oh, I think that it's great. We've got a lot of things already accomplished. This committee structure that we're coming through with, it's been voted through from the Cattlemen's Beef Board side. In fact, we had our meeting yesterday afternoon and it went through without a problem. I understand that some of our contractors, they're doing the same thing, and I hear positive results.
Yeah, I heard a lot of positive. There were a lot of questions, mm-hmm. which I think is good to see that it's being analyzed because it needs to be, right?
Yes, it was analyzed from one end to the other. In fact, we've had committees working on this for several months on both sides. And I think that yesterday in the meetings, it was debated and debated well, and the result is going to be good for the industry.
Well, as you look at the rest of the story that's unfolding here, we are going to go through, if it makes it all the way through an approval, a transitional phase with committee restructuring and naming and that kind of thing. But for now, it's business as usual, essentially.
That's exactly right. It's business as usual, and we're going on through. And this transition period won't hurt us at all. In fact, it's going to be really good in the halls, and that's where you find out what folks are really thinking. In the halls, the majority of the folks are saying this is going to be a plus and a big asset for this organization.
Well, I know we've had shrinking cattle numbers. That affects the budget that the Beef Board has to work with for the checkoff. But looking at the conditions that we have, and that includes weather, which has really had an impact this year, what's your thoughts on the industry as we look ahead and maybe the feedback you hear from other fellow cattle producers here?
Well, I'm still positive on this whole situation. I think that I'm in it for the long haul. I've been in it for the long haul. My family is there, and I'm doing what I can do to make sure that they've got this left to them. So I'm going to be there. The impact that it's having on us right now is it's detrimental. There's no use to tell anybody anything that's not truth, and it's detrimental. Anytime that you're paying $65 and $70 a roll for hay, our grass is burned up, but I look at it from a businessman's standpoint. If I sell, it's going to cost me a minimum 40% more to get back in, so I'm going to tough it out personally. That way I know what my cattle are. I've built that herd. I've got the genetics that I want, and I'm going to stay hooked. So I think in the long haul, if we can hold as cattle producers, in the very end, as soon as this thing's over, we're going to see profitability all the way around, and I hope that some of our producers feel the same way that I do.
Yeah, I am hearing some of those same types of comments. Optimism in the face of adversity. It's I think, part of what defines a lot of the people that I've come to know and love here in this business. Thank you very much, Weldon Wynn. He is the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we're at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.